Hi there. Today, how about some English listening practice with slow news? Let's look at the complications surrounding the privacy of public figures, and specifically the recent challenges faced by the British royal family. Privacy, P-R-I-V-A-C-Y, that means the right to keep your personal matters private, the right to keep them secret. And if you're a public figure, meaning someone who is well known and recognised, like members of the royal family, of course this can be a problem. This podcast is great practice at understanding English language, and it deals with a very current topic. So current, in fact, that the news has changed while I've been recording this podcast. And this is a topic which is of interest inside the UK, but is also of great interest internationally as well. Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. Before I go any further with this podcast, just a reminder that if you struggle with the podcast, if you find the podcast difficult to understand, then you would benefit from practice at the most common words in English. Our most common 500 words course would really, really help you. It makes sense to focus on those words which we use most frequently. Check that out. The most common 500 words course is for sale on our website at adeptenglish.com. Okay, so the British royal family has been in the news such a lot recently. And of course, they're in the international news as well. King Charles is a figure admired by many people, and he's facing a health challenge. The full details aren't known, but we do know that King Charles is undergoing treatment for cancer at the moment. And this means that Queen Camilla is stepping up into the spotlight, taking on royal duties with grace. Recently, I noticed that she's been referred to officially as the Queen. I think that was from the start of this year, perhaps. It's a title that carries weight and history, of course. But perhaps it was felt that we needed to get used to the term the Queen no longer meaning Elizabeth. Perhaps we needed a gap, it was felt, before we could call Camilla Queen. Anyway, Camilla seems to be doing her duties rather well and is proving much more popular than people thought she might. And of course, we wish King Charles all the best with his treatment and a speedy recovery. Now let's turn our attention to William and Catherine, or as they are formerly known, the Prince and Princess of Wales. Recently, concerns about Kate's health and concerns about the family's right to privacy have sparked many discussions. Imagine that difficult balance of public interest and the need for personal privacy. We all like our personal privacy, don't we? I wonder if you come from a country that has a royal family, or whether you're listening in a republic. It may be that our preoccupation with the royals, as they get called, seems quite strange to you. But recently there has been a period of time where Catherine, Princess of Wales, or Kate as she's more usually known, hadn't been seen in public. We've been told by Buckingham Palace earlier this year that Kate had had abdominal surgery. So abdominal just means surgery to the abdomen, A-B-D-O-M-E-N. And the abdomen can mean the stomach, but really it just means the middle of the body. So abdominal surgery could be lots of different things. Prince William is pretty guarded about privacy anyway, and we understand that. I think he sees newspapers and the press as something of an enemy. Again, understandable after the death of his mother, Diana, in 1997. That's a very well-known story, of course. So we expected that William would want to protect Kate's privacy around this medical procedure. But there have been ridiculous amounts of speculation going on online on social media, much more than anticipated. And as the royal family are largely publicly funded, people have been saying, we deserve to know more. Then came the photograph, released to celebrate Mother's Day in the UK, showing Kate and her three children, George, Charlotte and Louis, and a very lovely photograph it was too. Kate looked well and happy. The problem was that the photograph was then rejected by several of the large international news agencies. The reason? They said it had been doctored. So to doctor something, D-O-C-T-O-R, just like a medical doctor, that means in this context to change it in a way that makes it seem fake or unreal. That's to doctor something. It turns out that Kate herself edited the image slightly, as any of us might do before we send out a photograph to family and friends. We might crop it. That's C-R-O-P, that means change where the edges of the photograph are. We may change the colour or the light, all to make it look better. The problem was when the photograph was rejected by the news agencies, that fueled the speculation online even further. Had the photograph been changed in a way that altered Kate's appearance? So a move which was intended to quell those rumours, to stop that massive amount of speculation, actually seemed just to have made things worse. A rumour, R-U-M-O-U-R, means a story that's circulating, that's going round being told, and people don't know whether it's true or not. That's a rumour. What social media is full of course. Next, in this nightmare for William and Kate, came the news that the London Clinic, which the royals use, and which Kate had attended for her operation, had a problem with members of staff. A member of staff had attempted to access Kate's medical records. Of course, this is of great concern because this is the clinic where King Charles is also being treated. And in fact, it then emerged that two more members of staff had attempted to access medical records. Quite rightly, the clinic took this very seriously and took action. There's no suggestion that any medical information was leaked, but this just seemed to keep the story running. And now, sadly, news has broken, even as I've been writing this podcast. And now the reason for keeping things private has become clear. It's been announced that Catherine, Princess of Wales, aged only 42, also has cancer and has been having treatment like her father-in-law, the King. This is a massive shock to everyone. And the story was, which Kate herself told in an interview, they waited until the three children were off school for the Easter holidays before they told them. So their silence is now completely understandable. Sometimes, isn't it true that just one critical piece of information changes everything and changes people's perceptions? What's been happening and the lack of information now makes complete sense and engages our sympathy. The hope is now that Kate has spoken for herself and explained the situation, and that people on social media will leave it alone, will stop the relentless speculation on the subject. Of course, we wish Kate well in her treatment and recovery. What a lot the British royal family are dealing with at the moment. Those of you who listen to the podcast regularly probably already know I am not an ardent fan of the royal family. I'm not a royalist, but neither am I a fervent republican. With what's going on for the British royal family at the moment, it's worth remembering that they're human beings and a family like many others, and they deserve to be given some peace right now. Let us know what you think. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.